The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee, I come back from the drought-stricken Midwest to flash flood warnings.
Oh, yeah, we had some of that.
What happened while I was gone?
To be continued. You know what? It is a little-known fact, or maybe it is a well-known fact, but August, of course, being in the late summer here in the Carolinas, is also one of our rainiest months. And it is because, of course, the thunderstorms that develop and occur, and we have throughout the Southeast and in our Carolina outdoors as well.
Is that La Nina or El Nino doing that?
I think it's just summertime in the Carolinas.
There you go. Summertime!
It never fails that it's always warm in the late summer in the Carolinas, and it's always humid in the late summer in the Carolinas, and you put all those things together, and it means that we get thunderstorms, and we get some rain when the thunderstorms really hit. But it's always odd because it's depending on where you are. Now, in the recent few days and this weekend, we've had them wide-ranging, affecting a lot of our area. But sometimes it's very local. You can be 2 miles away not getting any rain, and up the road a couple of miles, you get a downpour.
Well, it is August, and that means September's right around the corner. And golly, it's going to be back to school already.
Well, you know what? That kind of is in effect right now. South Carolina is celebrating back to school and a tax-free weekend, which is a part of their back to school program, getting people out there in the marketplace, buying computers, buying back to school clothing, buying school supplies, all of that sort of thing. So even though it's August, many of our South Carolina South Carolina schools are starting earlier, of course, than North Carolina school because of a North Carolina state law that they passed several years ago, keeping people on vacation till latter August for tourism reasons. South Carolina, though, will start in the next few weeks. So that affects us at Jesse Brown's. It affects you, too, no matter if you are going to school or not, because of the way the travel patterns change, the additions to teachers going to school, the school buses that are out there, and of course the fall will begin to crisp into the air just a little bit, even though it may be 95 degrees.
Be time to be thinking about some football before long.
Yeah, well, they're playing it right now. They're down there in Spartanburg with training camp. We'll have to find out about the Panthers. Of course, September does bring the opening days of the collegiate football playing too, but they just played the Hall of Fame game this weekend, I guess.
There you go.
So anyway, that's just some of the things that are happening. Of course, talking about tax-free down in South Carolina, we have that going on at Jesse Brown's too. It's actually better than tax-free because August 4th is our garage sale over at Jesse Brown's. It's going to be 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Hey,
Saturday, August 4th.
That's today.
Essentially, if you're listening via the airwaves of WBT. But, of course, some of our people do not like getting up as early as others, and that's where the podcast comes into play. So we invite you to head over to jessebrowns.com. Click on podcast. We break down all four of our weekly segments for your listening pleasure. So you might be listening after August 4th is the way that works.
Well, Bill, what's in your garage that you're putting on sale?
We've got all kinds of stuff. We've got vintage posters, banners. We have the entire store essentially is participating in the garage sale. So anywhere from $25 items on up to 10% off really anything that's regular price. So
vintage posters, that sounds like it should go to college to a dorm room.
Man, you're right on it.
There you go.
This is really, not to pinpoint genders, but this is the male, young male people with an apartment or a dorm room or a bedroom that likes to put up old stuff, banners, whether it be a Yeti banner, the North Face banner, Patagonia banner, all of those will get to participate in this. We also have some old backpacks, little day packs and whatnot from, what, the 70s, maybe the 60s. They're all participating too. It's just a Just a garage sale.
That is what it is. Vintage backpacks. I like that. Those probably cost more than new ones, right?
You're probably right.
It's like vintage clothing, right?
That's exactly right.
Vintage backpacks. I like that idea. You could be the only kid in third grade with a vintage backpack.
So that's today, August 4th, if you're listening on a Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., garage sale at Jesse Brown's. We are over there, the outdoor store in the Sharon Corners Shopping Center. Store-wide discounts, poster sales. Hey, also upcoming, August 8th and 9th from 11 to 2, we're going to be in our pop-up shop over at Sharon Towers, just down Sharon Road from the Sharon Corners Shopping Center stores of Jesse Brown's. And then on August 8th as well, 6 p.m., we've got Macon Dunnigan coming in, talking Kilimanjaro. Of course, we've talked to him frequently, but he has summited successfully. He was doing three climbs in a row, which is like three marathons, apparently, in a row.
So Mr. Kilimanjaro himself.
Let's find out if he
head
on this
of tourism
August
for all of Tanzania.
Yeah, we'll find out on this August 8th showing at Jesse Brown if Macon got to the top for the 44th and 45th time. And if he did not, we'll find out why.
He might be ready for a new set of boots after all that.
Well, you know what? That is true, because it is pretty volcanic scree that is hard on boots. I've seen his boots after a hike like that, and it's pretty damaging to the outsoles anyway.
Yep, there you go. Better them than your feet.
Exactly. Listen, Don, some of the things we have coming up on the upcoming segments on the Carolina Outdoors is bicycles. They've been in the news a whole bunch. The Tour de France has just completed it started in 1903, pardon me.
They had bicycles back then?
Yes, that had to be the beginnings of bicycles. So 1903 is when it started. It just completed. We'll find out about the winner. Also, the 24 Hours of Booty, which is a local Charlotte event, fundraising event, just completed as well. What does that mean for the cycling community in and around Charlotte? We'll find out if it makes a difference to business. We're going to have Ben Cooley from Bicycle Sport that's going to come on and talk a little bit about bicycles. And also, if people are signing up for it, and if they are, whether they be road bikes or mountain bikes or hybrid bikes, whatever.
There's
all
that kinds
stuff
of bicycles now.
There is.
Big tired bikes, little tired bikes.
All of that.
Tired bike riders.
Also, they Charlotte, I think it was Charlotte that announced that they're going to work on protected bicycle lanes. And I don't know if Mr. Cooley is up on that, but maybe
protected?
We'll get a chance to ask him about that. Hey, another frequent guest here on the Carolina Outdoors is a man who won the Iditarod Invitational. That is where you run or ride a bicycle the 1,000-mile route across Alaska. They do it about 1 week before the sled dog race that they have there, the Iditarod race that they have there. But this is the human-powered version of that. And Peter Rittmaster, we're going to find out what he's got going on these days. Of course, part of his adventure and participation has been to raise money and raise awareness for cancer research. And he's going to be in Charlotte. We're going to find out what he's doing these days. What does a guy do a few months after he successfully runs the Iditarod route?
I'd go to Hawaii.
I would, too.
Sit in the sand and toast my blisters. Holy cow.
We're going to come back, Don, I think later on in the program. I want to ask you a little bit about trout fishing. We hadn't done this in a while, but August is not a time that trout fishing gets talked about a lot, but a lot of people end up doing trout fishing and are going trout fishing, and we'll find out where is North Carolina even worth talking about in regards to that sport, and why so many people are heading out west. We have people rolling through, going to Montana, going to Wyoming, going to Colorado, a bunch of that sort of thing. So we'll find out about our trout and trout fishing here. And if August isn't that good, October's right around the corner, and that's one of the best.
There you go.
So anyway, we're glad that you joined us here on the Carolina Outdoors. We do this per week. We're brought to you by the outdoor guys over at Jesse Brown's. We invite you to subscribe to the Carolina Outdoors wherever podcasts are heard. And if you enjoy what you hear each segment of the Carolina Outdoors, then go over there and review and comment on it. That'll help other people find us and be able to listen to the Carolina Outdoors R4 segments each week. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee. We're the Outdoor Guys here on WBT.